For those of you that don't read Chinese, let me try to explain the joke here.
我们中间有些人可能看不大看中文的，所以我把这个翻译一下。
The caption reads that I've been obeying the stay home order, but I still got diagnosed.
这上面写的这个就是他说我乖乖的在家呢，可是还是确诊了。
With a very terrible new variant virus.
因为现在又有这个病毒又有变种，所以就很可怕。
Yeah, now of course if you just read it like that, it doesn't sound very funny.
这听起来也不可笑，是吧？现在大家都很害怕这些病毒的变异。
Yeah, because there's one word it changed and just changed the entire meaning.
因为这里头有一个词，如果改的话，这个整个句子的意思都会改掉。
Yeah, it's that, you know, those that would know that it's this word right there, right?
变种。
Yeah.
这个变种病毒。
So now the meaning changed to I'm diagnosed by this terrible virus that will make me swollen.
因为这个变种本来这个意思，它是我们用正确的字写的话是这个这个病毒变异了。可是这个肿这个词还有就是身上肿了这个意思，所以这个变种也可以理解成我现在浑身都发肿。
Yeah. So what that also means that I have to be honest with you during the pandemic that I also got diagnosed with the virus that made me swollen.
为什么？这张为什么这么说？他说，因为这个 pandemic 期间，我们在疫情期间大家都在家待着，所以这个疫情这个病毒是变异了，我们也变肿了，我们都变胖了，因为在家待着不活动，所以我们大家都肿起来了。
Yeah. So I believe a holiday season is coming. Then I believe many of you may also catch the virus that made you swollen.
马上这个又到感恩节，又到圣诞节，大家可能要大吃大喝，所以我估计你们中间很多人可能都要接触这个变种病毒，我们大家都要肿起来、胖起来。
Yeah. 下一页。Yeah. Now talking about holidays, that our church has a baptismal service twice a year.
我们每到这个过节的时候，我们就想到我们教会每年有两次受洗。
One on the Resurrection Sunday, and the other one is in Thanksgiving.
我们两次受洗，一次在复活节，一次就是在感恩节。
And this coming Saturday, actually, seven brothers and sisters plan to get baptized.
这个星期六，马上来的这个星期六，我们有七位弟兄姐妹要受洗。
I don't know about you, I just love to attend a baptismal service.
我不知道你是感觉怎么样，但是我是非常喜欢参加受洗仪式的。
Yeah, not only we get to see them dunking water, and that's fun.
我们看着他们被浸到水里头，觉得挺好玩的，一个个湿淋淋的。
But most of all, they are making a public proclamation about their faith, their decision to follow Jesus.
但是更重要的是，他们通过这个受洗是在做一个向公众的一个宣告，就是他们要一生跟随耶稣。
It's a sacred, joyous, and commemorative.
就是非常神圣。而且非常喜乐，也是非常值得纪念的一个仪式。
And this time, actually, two students from the youth group decided to get baptized.
而且这一次呢，是我们青少年组里面有两个学生要决定要受洗。
And I'm very happy for them.
我对此当然是非常高兴。
I want to take this opportunity to say to their parents and all parents.
我想借此机会要跟这两个孩子的家长讲话，也想跟所有的父母说。
Yeah. Your effort to help your children to follow Jesus.
你所尽的努力，让你的孩子来跟从耶稣的努力。
And to bring them to church every week.
每周带他们来教会。
And to show Jesus in your daily, in your day-to-day lives at home.
在你们家里的日常生活中，把耶稣给他们看。
All those efforts matter.
所有这些努力都是非常重要的。
What you're doing is you are giving the best gift that you can ever give to your children.
你所做的就是你把你能给的最好的礼物给了你的孩子。
And because it's actually, my opinion is, it's better than $1 million.
你叫我来看，这个礼物可比$100,000要重得多。
Because life with Jesus is much, much better than life without Jesus.
因为有耶稣的生活要比没有耶稣的生活要好得多。
They can struggle life alone, or they can struggle life with Jesus.
他们可以在一生的坎坷之中独自奋斗，他们也可以跟着耶稣一起来面对生活的坎坷。
And our prayer to all our children is for them to walk with Jesus in all areas of their lives.
所以我为这些孩子们的祷告就是希望他们在生活的每一个方方面面都是能够跟耶稣同行，一起面对。
And baptism actually is very, very special.
所以受洗实际上是非常非常 特别的。
In fact, it's one of the two rituals that Jesus commands the Christians to follow.
实际上，耶稣要求我们基督徒要遵守两个仪式，这是其中之一。
And just in case you're wondering, the other one is Holy Communion.
那除了受洗之外，另外的耶稣要求的一个仪式是什么呢？就是领圣餐。
And your baptism actually connects with the story of Jesus's death, burial, and resurrection.
你受洗实际上是借着这个仪式把自己和跟耶稣的受死埋葬和复活连在一起。
Just as Jesus died and buried.
我们知道耶稣受死埋葬。
So going into water becomes your personal connection to his death and burial.
所以我们如果被浸在水里，实际上是跟耶稣有一个跟耶稣的受死跟埋葬有一个个人的联系了。
And just like your old self died and buried.
就好像我们的老我就这样死了，而且被埋葬了。
And when you come out of the water,
当你从水里出来的时候,
you come back to life with Jesus, so to speak.
就好像你跟耶稣一同复活了一样。
So baptism is this a sacred ritual that connects your story to Jesus's death, burial, and resurrection.
所以我们受洗实际上是把我们个人的一个生活就跟耶稣的受死埋葬和复活紧紧连在一起。
So we're going to look at a very familiar story.
我们要看一个很熟悉的故事。
And for those of us who have been baptized, and I hope this story will bring back your memory why you decided to follow Jesus.
我们中间受过洗的，受洗成为基督徒的，我希望我们这个故事能够让你回想你当初受洗是在什么样的心理下你决定要受洗。
And also be strengthened to the journey ahead.
而且也为了你眼前的路程能够让你更得力。
If you have a Bible, we're going to turn to Matthew chapter 3.
我们打开马太福音第三章。
下一页。
马太福音第三章。
So in those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. This is he who has spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the wilderness,Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. 下一页。
我们一起来念。那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道，说：天国近了，你们应当悔改。这人就是先知以赛亚所说的。他说：在旷野有人声喊着说：预备主的道，修直他的路。
下一页。Okay.So here we are introduced to John the Baptist.
所以在这儿我们就认识了施洗约翰。
So about 600 years ago, the prophet Isaiah prophesied about him.
在600年前，先知以赛亚实际上预言了施洗约翰的出现。
And it's a divine design that he will be the forerunner before the Lord.
因为这是神的计划，施洗约翰将是耶稣的先驱者。
So he was to prepare the hearts of people to receive this coming king.
所以他来是为了预备人心，来接受这即将到来的王。
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
So this kingdom that coming from heaven is invading the earth with a new world order.
因为这个天国会来到这个地上，是为了带着一个新秩序而来。
The king of this kingdom is coming.
这个天国的王来了。
And he's inviting the people to be part of this new kingdom.
所以他邀请地上的人成为这个天国的一部分。
So John as the herald prepares the way for the Lord.
所以这个先驱者施洗约翰就是为了来预备主的道。
Okay, we'll continue. 下一页。John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locust and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. 下一页。
好，我们一起念。这约翰身穿骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带，吃的是蝗虫野蜜。那时，耶路撒冷和犹太全地，并约旦河一带地方的人都出去到约翰那里，承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。
下一页 ，OK， yeah。John is not the first person that dressed like that.A clothes made of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist.
约翰并不是第一个穿这样的衣服的人，他穿的是骆驼毛的衣服，腰里束着皮做的那个皮带。
He actually is intentionally dressing like that as one of the Israel's most famous prophets, Elijah.
他为什么这么穿呢？因为他是想要穿的就跟当年最对犹太人来说最著名的一个先知以利亚的这个穿法。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At this moment, for over 400 years, God has not spoken to the people of Israel.
因为有四百年神都没有跟以色列人说过话了。
Yeah, no prophet since the last book of Old Testament.
在我们旧约的最后一本书以来，有四百年都没有出现先知。
So after 400 years of silence,So people now see a person dressing like Elijah in the wilderness, calling them to repent, to turn to God.
所以在四百年的沉默之后，现在人们看到这旷野里出现了一个穿得像以利亚一样的这么一个人，在呼吁叫人们来悔改。
And Jews who have grown up in the Hebrew Bibles will understand this message immediately.
那些犹太人，因为他们是读着这希伯来圣经长大的，所以他们如果看到这个人，一下子就领会了他的信息了。
You see, Elijah was the prophet who tried to turn his people from worshiping the idol Baal.
我们知道以利亚，先知以利亚，他当年是为了想要把犹太人、以色列人从这个崇拜这个偶像巴利给带回来，来敬拜我们的主。
His most memorable showdown is with the prophet Baal at the Mount Carmel in 1 Kings chapter 18.
在《列王记一》的这个第十八章里边讲到他这个故事，就是以利亚所做的让我们印象最深的一个故事。他是在加密山顶跟这个巴利的先知几百位先知做一个大对决。
And then at the end of the showdown, like, the people all fell prostrate and cried, "Lord, He is God."
到这个对决最后，以利亚是大胜，所以所有的百姓都俯伏在地说：“主啊，你才是神。
”So Elijah was victorious to turn his people back to God.
以利亚在把他的百姓带回到主面前，他是成功，他是得胜。
And John actually is also calling his people to repent, to turn to God.
使徒约翰也是在呼吁让百姓能够回到神那里，也悔改，回到神那里。
And God is going to do something new, something forming a new people.
因为神是在做一件事，他想要造出一些新人，让这些形成一个新的子民。
Whose hearts are soft to repent of their sins and seek forgiveness.
他们的心是柔软的，他们会悔改，让他们的心来寻求神。
And to get ready to receive this coming king.
而且他们的心也要预备好来迎接即将到来的王。
And so these people will come to Jordan to get baptized by John.
所以很多百姓就来到约旦河边来受施洗约翰的洗。
Their baptism actually is their outward sign of their repentant hearts.
他们在这受洗是为了向外界发出一个信号，他们的心悔改了。
And they're preparing themselves to receive the king.
因为他们在预备自己来接受这新来马上要到来的王。
And one day,
有一天,
the king finally shows up.
这个要来的王终于出现了。
And Jesus appears in the verse 13.
我们在第十三节看到耶稣出现了。
下一页。Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. 下一页。
好，我们一起读。当下，耶稣从加利利来到约旦河，见了约翰，要受他的洗。约翰想要拦住他，说：“我当受你的洗，你反倒上我这里来吗？”耶稣回答说：“你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。”于是约翰许了他。
Okay. So Jesus comes to John to get baptized.
耶稣来到施洗约翰这里受洗。
And John somehow has the insight about who Jesus is.
因为施洗约翰他其实他是知道耶稣是谁。
So he's the one who would bring the kingdom of heaven to this broken world.
因为他就是将要把这个天国带到这个破碎的世界上来的这个王。
And then John said, "Hold on, you're the leader here."
所以约翰就说：“哎，停下，停下！”他说：“你是这个领袖，你是这世上的王。”
Yeah, and I'm supposed to be baptized by you, and you come to me.
我应该受你的洗，怎么你来让我来给你施洗吗？
And Jesus gives a very cryptic answer that he says that it is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness.
耶稣的回答听起来有点神秘。他说：“你赞许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。”
So what Jesus is saying is that God is making all things right.
耶稣实际上是在说神让一切都是对的了现在。
Yeah, ever since Adam and Eve rebelled against God,
我们知道亚当和夏娃背叛神以后
they chose their own way to live instead of under the authority of the Creator.
他们想要靠着自己的意志生活而不是在一个创造者的这个意志之下生活。
So the result is the broken relationship.
所以结果就是亚当夏娃人类跟神的关系破碎了。
And sin, diseases, death all came into the world.
所以罪还有这个疾病还有死亡都来到了世上。
And God is going to deal with all the messes in this broken world.
所以神需要对付这个世界上的这一切乱七八糟的事情。
And he will restore this lost relationship with humanity.
他也想要跟人重建这个关系。
And to restore everything to the way it was.
来恢复一切回到最初的样子。
So no more sin and death.
这将不再有罪也不再有死亡。
No more diseases.Pain and tears.
也不会再有疾病，不会有眼泪。
So when everything is in its rightful place, and that's the fullness of righteousness.
如果一切的东西都是在正确的位置上，那就是神所有的义就齐全完全了。
So Jesus comes to restore to make everything right.
所以耶稣来是为了恢复一切，让一切的事情都放在正确的位置上。
And he starts his ministry of redemption and restoration, the beginning of to fulfilling the all righteousness with a baptism.
所以耶稣来这世上他从他自己受洗开始是想要恢复这个世界回到最初的这个正确的秩序。
Now even though he was not needed, he was not need to be baptized.
他耶稣是不需要受洗的。
But he wants to identify himself as the repentant and broken humanity who turns to God.
但是他想要跟我们一样，就是我们是需要悔改，需要重新要回到神那里得到原谅。但是耶稣就为了想跟我们人类认同，他也这样做。
So he wants to identify himself with his people.
他想要跟他的子民有认同感。
So he gets baptized and then something wonderful happens.
然后他就受洗，然后我们看到很奇妙的事情发生了。
下一页。As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him.And a voice from heaven said, This is my son, whom I love. With him, I'm well pleased. 下一页。
好，我们一起读。耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，落在他身上。从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
下一页。Okay. So, the word alighting,
我们看到他就是这个鸽子降到他的身上。
Yeah, the word alighting is just means resting.
实际上这个意思就是在他的身上停下。
Yeah, it's not a common word that we use, alighting.
这个英文这个词是不大常见的一个词，就是停在他身上的意思。
So when Jesus came out of water, the heaven was opened.
所以耶稣从水里出来，天就开了。
The phrase heaven is opened actually is a very special phrase in the Bible.
在圣经里面，天开了这个句子实际上是非常特别的。
It means that some true nature of reality will be revealed.
这个意思实际上天开了，就是说有一些很重要的事实要会被揭开了。
Something real that we did not know before now will be shown to us.
有一些东西我们原来不知道的，现在要会被显示给我们看。
Yeah, just like a prophet Ezekiel saw the visions of God when the heaven opened.
在先知以西结曾经在以西结书他讲到，他说他看到天开了，他有异象看到神。
And then God was so glorious, was like a glowing metal and a brilliant fire.
他说从其中的火内发出好像光耀的金睛，就是神显示他给他看。
Or when heaven was opened in the book of Revelation,
在这个启示录里面也讲到天开了。
The apostle John saw what is coming in the future.
这时候使徒约翰就看到未来的事情。
So here in Jesus' baptism, heaven is open to reveal something about Jesus.
所以当耶稣受洗的时候天开了，是为了神要让我们看到关于耶稣的一些事情。
Yeah, and then there are actually two events.
这里头实际上有两件事发生了。
The first event is about the Spirit of God.
第一件事是关于神的灵。
And there are also two parts.
这个里边也有两个部分。
The first part is that the Spirit of God descending like a dove.
第一个部分是说神的灵好像鸽子降下。
And it's a very familiar imagery in the Old Testament.
这是在旧约里，我们实际上这个图像，就是鸽子的这个图像是非常熟悉的。
It's in the first two verses of the Bible.
因为它是在我们在圣经这个前面两句《创世纪》的第一、第二节就看到这个圣灵。
下一页。In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。神的灵运行在水面上。
So, Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
神的灵运行在水面上。
The word hovering in Hebrew means moving above something.
这个希伯来语里面这个运行这个词实际上是就是说在一个什么东西上面一直在盘旋的意思。
Mm-hmm. Right. So Spirit of God is like a bird that is hovering over the formless and the empty chaos.
所以神的灵运行在水面上就好像一个鸟在水面上贴着水面在飞振翅一样。
So, and we know that Genesis 1 is God is about to create order and new life in the world.
我们知道这个创世纪是关于神创造天地，这个给世界立新的秩序。
下一页。
好。
下。Okay. So at Jesus' baptism, the Spirit of God descending like a dove is Genesis 1 all over again.
所以耶稣受洗的时候，圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他身上，就完完全全就是创世纪第一节讲到。第二节讲到神的灵运行在水面。
Because Jesus' ministry is to bring people to repentance so that they can be born again and enter into the kingdom of God.
因为耶稣到世上来，他的这个使命就是为了带百姓回到神那里，让人们能够重生得救。
And those who repent and turn to God are a new creation.
所以那些悔改又回到神那里的人，就好像是得了新生一样。
It's a new life, a new beginning.
他们是有一个新的生命，一个新的开始。
Now, the Spirit of God has another part.
神的灵还有第二部分。
Resting on Jesus.
这个神的灵就停在耶稣的身上。
Now, if a Jew who is familiar with the Old Testament, with the Hebrew Bible, has witnessed the Spirit of God resting on him,
如果是在场的犹太人，他熟悉旧约的圣经的话，他看到神的灵降在耶稣的身上。
He will recognize another revelation.
他会记得是启示另外一个启示。
He will remember the prophecy of the coming Messiah in the book of Isaiah in chapter 11.
他会记得以赛亚十一章讲到的这个预关于未来这个弥赛亚的预言。
下一页。A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him.The spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of might, the spirit of knowledge and bearing and the fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. 下一页。
我们一起来念以赛亚书的十一章一到三节。从耶西的本必发一条，从他根生的枝子必结果实。耶和华的灵必住在他身上，就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵。谋略和能力的灵，知识和敬畏耶和华的灵，他必以敬畏耶和华为乐。
下一页。So the coming Messiah that the Jew have been waiting for, it will be someone from the line of King David, whose father is Jesse.
所以从这个犹太人一直所等待的即将到来的弥赛亚是要来自从大卫王的一家这个家族线里面出来，他的大卫的父亲就是耶西。
And the Spirit of God will rest on him.
神的灵就会停在他身上。
And he will have wisdom, understanding.
他会有智慧，有聪明。
Power, knowledge.
有谋略，有能力。
And fear of the Lord.
而且他有知识，他敬畏耶和华。
So the Spirit rested on Jesus. He is the long-awaited Messiah.
所以当神的灵降在耶稣身上，大家就知道他就是犹太人所一直等待的这位弥赛亚。
下一页。Now the second event happened when the heaven is opened is that a voice makes a proclamation in verse 17.
所以在这天开了以后，我们又看到另外一个发生的一件事情是什么？在第十七节，这个马太福音三章十七节， 有声音从天上说。
This is my son, whom I love. With him, I'm well pleased.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Now the Jews who are also familiar with Hebrew Bible will recognize God is actually quoting Himself about the coming Messiah.
所以这些熟悉旧约圣经的犹太人听了这句话，他们一定会想到，这是旧约里的一句话，是人实际上是在引用他自己所说的话，也是在以赛亚书里面。
Isaiah chapter 42, 下一页。
以赛亚书的四十二章。
下一页。
以赛亚书四十二章。以赛亚书四十二章。
Here is my servant, the one I strengthen. He is the one I chose, and I am pleased with him. I have put my spirit upon him, and he will bring justice to the nations.
我们一起来读。看哪，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。
So far we saw that the Isaiah depicted the coming Messiah as someone from the line of King David.
我们看到以赛亚描述的这个弥赛亚要来自大卫的家族。
Whom the Spirit rests on.
而且神的灵会停在他身上。
Who is a servant God is pleased.
他是神的仆人，神所喜悦的。
And whom God strengthens to do the ministry to bring all things right.
神要给他力量，要让他把外邦人要带到神面前。
下一页。So now look at this verse with a proclamation in Matthew 3.
我们再看看马太福音第三章的这个十七节，神的这个宣告。
Compare that with this verse, Isaiah 42.
我们把这跟以赛亚书四十二章第一节比较一下，看看有什么区别。
There's one key difference between these two verses.
这两个经节里边有很重要的一个字眼是不一样的。
What does the voice say?
这个声音，天上的声音说什么？
Does it say that this is my servant?
他说这是我的仆人吗？
No, this is my son.
他说的是，这是我的爱子，我的儿子。
Now, this is something that the Old Testament prophets were not ready for.
这个在旧约里的先知以赛亚还没准备好说出这句话呢。
Because this is a brand new revelation that Jesus' baptism brings to the people.
因为这是耶稣通过他的受洗带给人们的一个完全全新的一个信息。
The voice calls, "This is my son."
那个声，天上的声音说，这是我的爱子。
And then in the later chapters, Jesus calls God the Father.
在后面的经节，我们也看到耶稣称天上是神为父，天父。
And he teaches his disciples how to pray, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name."
他也教他的门徒怎样祷告，说我们在天上的父啊，愿你的名，人都尊你的名为圣。
And we also have we also have a Spirit of God is resting on Jesus.
我们也看到神的灵就降在耶稣身上。
So all three persons have appeared here.
所以这神的这个三位一体的神，这三位都出现了。
下一页。So this crazy idea is the core Christian view of God.
这个三位一体这个概念听起来是很好像很难去理解，但是这是我们信仰的核心。
One God and three distinct persons.
一位神，但是他有三个位格。
Is the Father God?
天父，父是神吗？
Yes.
是。
Is the Son God? Yes.
子是神吗？
Is the Holy Spirit God? Yes.
圣灵是神吗？也是。
Are there three gods?
所以我们有三位神吗？
No.
不是。
Right? Is the Father the same as Son?
这个父，天父跟子是一样的吗？
No.
不是。
The Father same as Spirit?
那天父跟圣灵是一样的吗？
No.
也不是。
Is the Son the same as the Spirit?
那么子耶稣跟圣灵是一样的吗？
No.
也不是。
Three distinct persons in one God.
所以这三个位格都是非常清晰明了，但是他们都是一个神。
下一页。And in the Great Commission, we are to be baptized into the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣在他的大使命，给我们的大使命之中说，要奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
One name, one God.
一个名字，只有一位神。
So this is the theology of Trinity, three in one.
所以这是神学的一个概念，叫三位一体。
Now we wouldn't have known about Trinity God if Jesus' baptism did not reveal to us.
如果耶稣的 在受洗没有让我们向我们显现这个关系的话，我们不会认识这样三位一体的这样一个关系。
下一页。So in this Trinity God, what's the fundamental basis of their relationship between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
所以这个三位一体的神，他们之间这父子圣灵，他们之间这关系的基础是什么呢？
It's love.
是爱。
What's the fundamental statement of the Father to the Son?
这个父亲天父对看到他的爱子耶稣，他说的是一句什么话？
I love you.
我爱你。
This strange and wonderful God revealed to us in Jesus is that this God is eternal and unconditional love.
我们看到这位奇妙的神，三位一体的这个神，他所表现出来的就是永恒的爱，无条件的爱。
God is a community of love.
神是爱的一个集合。
Some of us may think that this universe is a cold, dark, cold and dead place.
我们想到这个宇宙浩瀚无边的时候，我们想到的就觉得好像是又是寒冷冰冷的一个黑暗的一个死掉的一个世界宇宙。
But Christian worldview says no.
但是我们基督徒的这个世界观说不是这样的。
The core of the universe is a community of unconditional love.
这个宇宙的核心是无条件的爱。
Love is the core of the universe.
所以爱才是宇宙的核心。
And Jesus is sent to us out of Father's love.
耶稣来到世上是因为神以爱来差遣他。
下一页。So now let me ask you a question.
所以我来问你们一个问题。
What has Jesus done to deserve Father's love up to this point?
到目前为止，耶稣做了些什么能够配得天父这样的爱呢？
What has Jesus done to deserve Father's love up to this point?
耶稣到目前为止在受洗之时候，他做了些什么能够让天父如此的爱他呢？
The answer is nothing.
答案是他什么都没做。
Because Jesus just introduced the world that he is the Messiah, God's son.
因为耶稣刚刚来到世上，他这个施洗约翰说这是要即将到来的弥赛亚，他是神的爱子。
He has not healed anyone.
他还没有医治任何人。
He has not attracted any crowd.
他也没有吸引任何听众来听他讲道。
Sermon on the Mount hasn't happened yet.
登山宝训也还没发生呢。
And he has not done anything spectacular yet.
他也没有行过任何神迹呢。
So why should the Father love him?
那天父为什么这么爱他呢？
If I ask that question, I don't understand the love of this God.
如果我问出这个问题来，我显然还不了解这位神的爱。
Because most of our experience of love in this world comes from as a result of something that we do.
因为我们在这个世界上所理解的爱，就是我们得做一些什么事情才能够配得这样的爱。
Because we try to make ourselves acceptable to people with our best abilities.
我们通常都是要尽最大的能力，能够让人来接受我们。
We try to make ourselves likable with our top performance.
我们也希望能够表现得好，这样大家才会喜欢我。
We spend most of our waking hours try to look successful.
我们每天都是努力的，让人自己显得很成功。
If we're not up to the standard, it's so easy that we're not likable, not acceptable.
如果我们没有达到标准的话，很容易的，我们没人喜欢我们，也没人爱我们。
That's how the world operates.
因为这个世界就是这样运行的。
But Jesus comes and shows us that there's a different kinds of love from this God.
但是耶稣的到来让我们看到，这还有一种完全不一样的爱，从神那里来的爱。
His love does not come as a result of what we do.
神的爱不是因为我们做了什么事儿才得到这样的爱。
His love comes before anything we do.
因为他的爱是在我们什么都没做的时候就已经来了。
What had Jesus done to deserve Father's love?
所以耶稣做了什么能够配得天父这样的爱呢？
Absolutely nothing.
他绝对什么都还没做呢。
Because this love does not hinge on anything that we do to deserve it.
因为这个爱，神的爱不是跟我们所做的任何事情紧紧连在一起的。
And this is so different from all other religions in the world.
所以这个关系就跟世上我们所熟悉的人之间的关系是非常不一样的。
God's love is just there, even before the humanity.
所以神的爱就是在那里，甚至在我们出生之前，在人类出生之前就已经有了。
And that's the nature of reality of this God in the Christian worldview.
所以在我们基督徒的世界观里，我们的神就是这样的一位神。
Now this love really does not make sense to us.
对我们来讲，这样的爱真的很难理解。
God loves us no matter what we do or don't do.
神爱我们，不管我们做什么或者不做什么，他都爱我们。
Now you may ask that, hey, Elder Pang, this all sounds very nice in theology.
所以你可能会说，庞长老，你讲的这个呀，从神学上听起来当然很好了。
Where does this love that will meet up with my life?
但是这个爱跟我的生活有什么关系呢？
How do we experience this love from God?
我们怎么样才能从神那里体会到这样的爱呢？
Actually, the story of the gospel is very clear.
实际上这个福音里面讲的这个故事是非常清楚的。
There is an event in the human history that we can point to and say,This is we know God loves us.
因为在这个历史上发生的一件事，我们可以指着说，这就是神向我们显示神他给我们的爱。
What is that event?
这个事件，历史事件是什么？
Apostle John sums it up this way.
这个使徒约翰把这个事件是这样说的。
下一页。In 1 John 4:9, this is how God showed His love among us.He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
就是约翰一书第九第四章第九到十节，我们一起来念下一页。神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
下一页。So how do you know that God loves you?
所以你怎么知道神爱你呢？
He sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for your sins.
他差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
Jesus absorbed our sinsOur selfishness, our shames on the cross.
所以在十字架上，耶稣实际上是背负了全世界的罪孽，我们的自私，我们的所有的这一切的错。
And died as a substitute for our sins.
所以他为了我们的罪，就代替我们的罪而死。
He says to each one of us and say, "I love you this much," and died on the cross.
他对我们每个人都是这样说的：我如此的爱你，所以我在十字架上为你而死。
下一页。Because of his death and resurrection, he's inviting us to the community of love with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
因着耶稣的埋葬和复活，受死和复活，他实际上是邀请我们进入这个爱的这个集合，和父子圣灵这三位一体的神，在他的爱中生活。
And also inviting us to the community of followers, we call them church.
他也邀请我们能够加入他的跟从者的这个集合，就是我们的教会。
Through the cross, God's love is there for us.
所以借着十字架，神的爱就向我们显明了。
So you and I can call him Father.
所以你我也可以叫天父为父。
And he said this to each one of us.
他对我们每个人都这样说。
This is my daughter, whom I love.
这是我的女儿，我所爱的。
This is my son, whom I love.
这是我的儿子，我所爱的。
This is my daughter, I'm well pleased.
这是我的孩子，这是我的女儿，我的心里头，我非常喜悦她。
This is my son, that whom I pleased.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Do you know the love of the Father?
你知道天父的爱吗？
Some of us are desperate seeking for this kind of love.
我们中间有的人就是在拼命的在寻找这样的爱。
We don't understand this kind of unconditional love.
我们不理解这样无条件的爱。
You may be thinking that this is too good to be true.
你可能觉得这太好了，这根本就不可能是真的。
And you are right, it is too good to be true, but it is true.
你是对的，这的确听起来是太好了，这不像是真的，但它的确是真的。
God's love is unconditional.
神的爱是无条件的。
Or maybe you're thinking that you're not worthy of his love because you're not good enough.
也许你觉得我不够好，我不配得神这样的爱。
And you are right, that will never be good enough to earn his love.
你也是对的，我们没有一个人能够足够的好，能够配得神这样的爱。
But that's not the reason that he loves us.
但这不是他爱我们的原因。
He loves you because no matter what.
他爱你，不管你是做了什么。
So what should be our response?
我们的回应应该是什么样的？
Our response should be simple as that, receiving God's love humbly, gratefully.
我们的回应就应该是带着谦卑的心，能够来接受神的爱，而且充满感激的心去接受。
How do we start?
那我们怎么开始呢？
Repent and turn to God.
悔改，回到神那里去。
And through the cross that Jesus died in your place.
而且就借着十字架，因为耶稣是为你我而死。
Confess your sins to Jesus.
是向耶稣来悔改，来我们的罪。
And He invites you to the relationship with this God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
他会邀请你跟这位三位一体的神有建立关系，这位父子圣灵三位一体的神。
As seven brothers and sisters are preparing for their baptism this week.
这个星期我们有七位弟兄姐妹将要受洗。
And I'd like to invite you to come and celebrate with them.
我很想邀请我们大家都跟他们一起来庆祝。
And to witness this sacred occasion.
让我们大家一起来见证这个神圣的这个仪式。
Now, if you have already decided to follow Jesus and have not been baptized.
如果你已经决定要跟从耶稣，但是还没有受洗。
Can I ask you to please consider to obey Jesus' command to get baptized?
我能不能邀请你就是接受耶稣的命令来受洗，因为这是神的命定。
Because Jesus loves you so much that he died on the cross in a public display.
因为耶稣这样的爱你，他在十字架上的死实际上是在公众面前做了一个宣告。
I think it's only fair for you to make a public proclamation that you are following the Savior.
所以我想公平起见，我们应该在公众面前做一个宣告，你决定跟从耶稣。
And if you're interested, please talk to Pastor Zheng.
如果你想要受洗的话，就请跟周牧师联系。
下一页。Now, these are some of the baptisms happened in the past.
这是我们教会之前受洗的几张照片。
And you may recognize some of them.
因为我们中间这弟兄姐妹，大家可能有时候都还找得到他们在教会里面。
For all of us that have been baptized, do you remember the day that you made the public proclamation that you will follow Jesus?
我们这些受过洗的，我们还记得当年我们受洗的时候，我们在众人面前宣告的时候的情形吗？
I remember that day that I made that vow 34 years ago in a tiny bathtub.
我是记得我当年34年前我受洗，我是在一个很小的一个浴缸里头受洗的。
I actually got baptized despite the objections from my family.
实际上我在受洗的时候，我的家人是反对的。
But I decided that it was my proper response to God's unconditional love.
但是我决定，我觉得在众人面前受洗实际上是对神的这个爱的一个回应。
How can I repay such love for me?
我怎么样才能够回报神给我这样无条件的爱？
Even before I was born, that He loved me.
我在出生之前，神就已经爱我了。
Even before I did anything right or wrong, He loved me.
在我做什么事情，什么不管是对的是错的，任何事情之前，神就已经爱我了。
So what should be my response to such unconditional love?
所以对这样无条件的爱，我应该怎么样回应呢？
My response is to serve.
我的回应是服侍。
Serving people so that they may know how wide, long, high, deep of the Christ's love.
我就是想要去服侍，想要人知道这个神的爱多么的长阔高深。
What should be your response to such unconditional love?
所以对这样无条件的爱，你的回应是什么？
I'd like to make a suggestion.
我想要跟大家有一个建议。
It's a start.
这是一个开始而已。
Could you pray to God to give you a burden for a group of people that you are willing to serve?
你能不能向神祷告，求神在你心里有这样一个负担，有这样一群人，他们你愿意去服侍他们。
That you are willing to spend time with them?
你愿意跟他们花时间在一起。
Love them?
去爱他们。
And point them to Jesus.
而且把他们带到神面前。
That group can be a group in our church, like children or elderly.
这个团体可以是教会里的，比如孩子啦，或者是我们教会的老人家。
Or can be someone specific, like your parent, your child, or a colleague at work.
也可以是任何一个你身边的人，比如你父母亲啊，或者孩子啊，或者是甚至你上班的时候你的一个工作的单位的同事。
Pray that someone God will give you a burden for.
所以祷告求神给你这样一个人，让你心里对他有负担。
And then faithfully serve them.
然后你就忠心的去服侍他们。
Our response to such unconditional love is to love God and love people.
我们对神无条件的爱的回应就是我们要爱神也爱人。
And ask God to give you a burden for such people so that you can show them Jesus more.
所以你可以求神给你这样的一个负担，让你对一群人或者一个人有这样的一个负担，想要向他显出神的无条件的爱。
Now, if you have a burden for children or youth, I'd love to talk with you.
如果你心里头是对我们教会的孩子、儿童，或者是我们教会的青少年有负担，我很想跟你谈谈。
Or you'd like to teach maybe on Sunday school.
也许你想要在主日学教教课。
Or maybe you have a burden, to strengthen family for marriage and parenting.
也许你对于家庭、婚姻啊、家庭这个辅导，你有这样的一个负担。
Or maybe you have a burden for elderly.
或者你对我们教会的老人家有这样的负担。
Yeah, we have a lot of opportunity to serve the elderly.
我们教会里头服侍老人家是有很多机会的。
Or how about people working in restaurants?
那或者呢，我们也有很多在餐馆工作的弟兄姐妹。
Or are you a handy person to fixing things?
或者你是个汉迪男，你可能什么东西都会修。
Or are you tech savvy?
或者你在技术上是大拿，也计算机的问题你都可以解决。
Or you like to write? We need a lot of writers.
或者你有文笔不错，那我们也需要很作者来帮我们来写文。
Or you like to talk and socialize?
又或者你就喜欢讲话，喜欢跟人大家就到处去交谈。
Or you like to sing and play instruments?
或者你喜欢唱歌，你喜欢弹乐器。
Or maybe you have a car that you can bring people to church.
那也许你有车嘛，你可以把人带到教会来。
Well, how about?Do you like to pray?
所以那我们就为此祷告。
And how about if you can pray for pastors and elders?
你别的都不会做的话，也可以祷告，为我们的牧师、为我们的长者、我们的长老、为我们的执事们祷告。
Our deacons and small group leaders and their families.
我们的执事了，我们的小组的这个小组的组长了，我们他们的家庭啊，为他们祷告。
I mean, anyway, would you like to like adopt some church leaders in your daily prayers?
所以你在你的祷告之中，可不可以领养我们教会的某些领袖们？
Or come to the Wednesday, you know, prayer meeting.
或者星期三的时候来我们参加祷告会。
Right, we have about 10 people that's regularly coming.
星期三的祷告会，我们通常是有十个常常来的这个弟兄姐妹。
And we love to see more people coming.
我们很想有更多的人参加。
When I look through these pictures,
我看着这个教会之前施洗的时候这些照片。
I remember how some people they went from unbelieving to believing.
我还记得他们中间有些人就是怎么样从不信到信。
And then I'm making a public proclamation in baptism.
他们在这受洗的时候，在众人面前做出宣告，要跟从耶稣。
And continuing growing in the Lord.
他们就在这主里面不断的成长。
It's all God's hand, you know, working hands in their lives.
我们神是在他们的身上一直在做工的。
And his hands are continuously working in our lives.
神的手也一直在我们身上做工。
Oftentimes, the fingers of God's hand are you and me.
很多时候神的手其实就是你和我。
Fingers.
Fingers, 神的手指就在你我身上。
Yeah, 神的手的手指通常是你跟我。
是你跟我、
yeah.
我们是神的手指。
Yeah. We're going to sing...The hymn, How Deep the Father's Love, as a response.
我们作为回应，我们再唱一下这个神的爱有多深这首歌。
As we sing, I'm going to ask you that make a promise to serve Him because of His love for you.
在我们唱这首圣诗的时候，我希望你能够在心里头有一个应许来回应神的这个无条件的爱。
Because God's unconditional love has come to us in Jesus.
因为神的爱是通过耶稣来临到我们身上。
And we should be the channel of God of.We should be the channel for God's love to other people.
我们也应该成为神爱的管道，让这个爱流到外面的人身上。
Because remember, He calls each one of us, "You are my son, my daughter, whom I love."
请记得，神叫我们每一个人，你是我的儿子，你是我的女儿，是我所喜悦的。
Okay.English or Chinese, okay?
我们可以用中文来唱。
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure.How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one, bring many sons to glory.
Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed of hear my mocking voice, call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there, until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer. But this I know with all my heart. His wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I? Should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart. His wounds have paid my ransom.
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we come acknowledge that we really don't understand your conditional love.
主啊，我们来你面前，我们承认我们不了解你的爱。
And yet we receive it humbly and gratefully.
然后我们怀着谦卑的心，感恩的心来领受这个爱。
So help us change to be more like your son.
所以帮助我们，让我们更像你的爱子。
Help us to love others as Jesus loves.
帮助我们去爱他人，就像耶稣爱我们一样。
And make our lives like a signpost to point to you.
让我们的生命也成为路边的，就像一个指示牌一样，指向你，指向主。
And we pray all this in Jesus Christ's name. We pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen. Amen.